wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. Jesus, please let the people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts.
Welcome. You listen to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3, and your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Educational Institute. It's a nonprofit, so we're going to be talking about what is really, really, really an important topic. Is Jesus Christ at the door? What do I mean at the door? Matthew 24, I suggest you read that entire chapter. Now, let me tell you one thing. When I was at Liberty University and Seminary, one of the courses I took was eschatology. It's a fancy church word. It means, talks about the end times, prophecy. Now, you may not be aware of this, but 27% of the Bible is actually prophecy. So you must study the whole gamut of Bible. Jesus Christ will be returning. We don't know the day or the hour. However, the rapture means caught up, can happen today, Sunday, Monday, next week. We don't know. So you must be ready. First of all, are you born again? John 3:3 says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It's like being pregnant. Either you are or you're not. We'll talk about the secrets of spending eternity in heaven. But are things lining up? In fact, last Wednesday, we had a late turnout. But we're studying the Bible. And our pastor, by the way, the church I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship. Truth and Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane, Hermes, PA, 16148. They have two services on Sunday, 9 a.m., and 11 a.m. You can check their website, truthgracefellowship.com, truthgracefellowship.com, or search YouTube or Facebook to get some of their past sermons. But anyway, we're talking about AI. AI is artificial intelligence. Now, it's like the internet is good, bad, and ugly. There's a lot of good things that AI has, but we know, or you should know, that Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan, that's the anti-Trinity, he wants to duplicate it, will use it for evil. You can see it happening, all right? Right before our own eyes. Some of the signs are the gospel has to be preached to all the nations. That doesn't mean the rapture can't come before that, but there's about a little over 8 billion people, and about 3 billion, that's right, would be. But they anticipate with transponders and other things that estimated, again, that it'll be available in all the languages by 2033. Lovers of themselves. Do we see lovers of themselves? You see people what? You're supposed to hate evil and love good. Amos 5:15 or Isaiah chapter 5:20. Woe, they'll say evil is good and good is evil. Do we see that? You got riots and they're saying there's something wrong with you. Yet they're promoting evil is good. And there's something wrong with you if you're promoting good. Remember this, all things work together for good for those who love God or called according to his purpose. This says all things are good, but all things work together for good for those who love God. So globalism. Again, Satan's objective is the anti-Trinity, which is what? Satan, the false prophet, in the Antichrist. one world government under the Antichrist. It is increasingly obvious that a scenario is unfolding to create a global system of political power. You can see it. Economic control, military might, and religious unity. End time scripture foretells the establishment of the world government. You can check out Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. And Revelation chapter 17, verses 15 through 18. A global economy. You can check out Revelation chapter 13, 16 and 17. And a universal religion. Revelation chapter 13, verses 8 and 12. And chapter 17 in Revelation chapter 1 and, or verse 1 and 2 and chapter 15. Just as Revelation predicts a leader will arrive on the world scene under the guise of peace and unity by presenting solutions for the world's dilemmas, taking what? The reins of this planet through deception. That's right. Deception. You can see all over. And intrigue. And what's the Antichrist rally? Ally identified as the false prophet. That's his ally. Will be, as the Bible indicates, a lamb on the surface, but a dragon underneath. He'll be what? Instrumental in uniting the world's religion into economical movements tuned to eventually worship who? The Antichrist. That's right, the Antichrist. A global, now there's been lots of Antichrist plural, but we're talking about the Antichrist. A global celebration will commence, albeit short-lived. The false prophet will masquerade under a banner of pseudo-love. By the way, some of this information I'm taking from the Bible, but some of them I'm taking, there's another ministry. You can check out, I mentioned Pastor BJ is the church I go to, Truth Grace Fellowship, but his father, Bill Rudge Ministries, I've known for 30-some years. In fact, many years ago, in November of 2009, they gave a presentation of a client appreciation at the Avalon, and it had to do with eschatology. You need to study the whole gamut and be ready. So we're going to talk about the secrets, and you have nothing to worry if you're prepared. In our next segment, we're going to talk about the armor of God, how to protect yourself. But the first thing is, you got to become a believer. So we'll talk about the secrets. It's really not a secret. Throughout the Bible, how you can know for sure, not to hope so, but to know so, and where you will spend eternity. You will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal or boy. The Bible is very clear. There's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous holy God, you and I are filthy rags. And you hear me mention the last several weeks, I cut through the chase and say, look, compared to a righteous holy God, if you don't realize you're a scumbag compared to a righteous holy God, then you might put a question mark. Do you profess or do you possess? So that's the first step, is recognize you're a sinner, because there is no salvation without repentance. At 2 Corinthians 7:10, that's that godly sorrow. Recognize your sin, and you got to turn from those sins and repent, ask for forgiveness. But in order to recognize that, you have to humble yourself. James 4:10 says you got to humble yourself before the Lord, and He'll lift you up. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves, guess what, will be humbled. So do you know Him? We'll talk about the secret here in just a little bit, but let me continue on to what He's saying. The Antichrist and the false prophet will attempt to what? Reach what Satan's goal has been from the foundation of the earth. Control over and worship from every human being on this planet. See, He knows what the Bible says. But He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. And He's not omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, and certainly not omnibenevolent. That means all loving. But He's full of Himself. He's read it, but He doesn't believe it'll happen to Him. But His days are numbered as well, where He'll be thrown in the lake of the fire and for all other non-believers. So man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. Either the great white throat judgment means people who have not rejected Christ, not because God wanted, because many are called, few are chosen. God foreknows who's going to come to him. Why? Because he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All right, then there's the Bema judgment, and that's for believers who will spend eternity in heaven, and your works will be tested by fire. So who do you think Jesus is? The God? That's deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man? Or a lunatic or a liar? But you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. So, out of chaos of our current world society, a new world order is about to rise. You can see it everywhere. This new world order will what? Temporarily restore prosperity and peace. But then guess what, folks? Unleash untoward horrors. Of course, I believe in the pre-rapture will be caught up, so we won't experience that. But you can see it. You can see it. This world leader who is about to arise will do what? Persuade most of the earth's inhabitants that he's the world savior. Those who refuse to cooperate must be converted to the ideology of this new regime. Remember the mark of on the right hand or the forehead, 666? You can see that. The technology. You're going to say, boy, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. You can't buy anything. Can't get anything. But for those who are believers, will be raptured up before that will happen. Those who refuse to cooperate must be converted to what they believe it, or silence. So to say nothing contrary, or eliminated, killed, or banished. This is exactly what Scripture foretells is going to happen. So do you know him? When we come back, we'll tell you the secrets. It's really not a secret. Throughout the Bible, how you know for sure, where you don't profess but possess, is you will know for sure where you're going to spend eternity. And we're going to talk about, during these perilous times, how to put on the armor of God. And how can you tell if you are a believer or not? And it's called, some call it the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 and 23. So this is the One Way Radio Network. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com. If you'd like to call me, our phone number is 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. And my cell is 724-699-3789. If you're driving, just remember, onewaytoheaven.com. So this is the One Way Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Tax season doesn't have to be stressful or expensive. At Innovation Tax Services and Legacy Financial Strategies, they offer complete tax preparation for just $250. That includes your 1040, long form or short form, Schedule A, Schedule B, unlimited W-2s and 1099s, Schedule E for rental property and oil and gas income, and up to 10 trades on Schedule D. Your state return is included, and if you need a local return, it's just $10 more. Innovation Tax Services is conveniently located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage. They also provide tax planning and financial planning, so you're not just filing taxes, you're planning ahead. Visit them online at InnovationTaxService.com or give them a call today at 724-983-1617. Innovation Tax Services. Smart taxes, clear pricing, and peace of mind.
Welcome back. This is the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, again, my name is David Gallner, G-O-L-L-N-E-R. The contact information I gave toward the end of the last segment, but I'll give it on the beginning of this one. If you'd like to contact me, because we're giving out A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version, great little booklet. You want to read it yourself. We'll talk about, make sure you're a believer first, but you can give them out if you're not a believer, but you should be one to become a believer. Remember, we don't do the convincing, the convicting, the converting, or the saving. Our job is what? To tell. The Holy Spirit does that. So when you become a believer, we'll talk about the secrets in a minute. Make sure you read it, and then pass it on to someone else and say, look, I've read this, called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. He was an investigative reporter from Chicago. His wife became a believer. He set out for 2 years mission, so to speak, to prove that she was nuts and she was wrong. And guess what? He became converted because the Holy Spirit pressed on his heart. The evidence was overwhelming, but the Holy Spirit did the convicting, and now he became a pastor. So read it and say, would you do me a favor? Would you read this? I value your opinion. The biblical answers about Randy Elkhorn, about heaven, the condensed version. The $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill. I have this one pastor. He gives out a bunch of them. I have people to take him into prison, but I understand he can't. They don't allow him to do that anymore. For what reason, I'm not really sure. It looks like a real bill. Feels even like a real bill, in my opinion, anyways. But on the back side of it, you know what it has? The gospel message. People just won't throw those away. Then for Evangelist Explosion, we have two question marks on the outside of the little pamphlet. The first one is when you die, not if you die, when you die, will you spend eternity in heaven? And if so, why should God let you in? I hope you don't say because I'm a pretty good boy or you know. No, you don't want the hope so. You want the know so. So how do you know that? The first step, as I said, humble. There is no salvation without repentance. I know there's people on YouTube talk about this. That's definitely false. Definitely false. You have to humble before you can repent because you're not going to recognize or say you're a sinner unless you want humble. You got to humble, then repent, then believe Jesus Christ is the God, deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. Because a lot of cults believe he's a God, not the God, like Jehovah's Witness and Mormonism. Then what? Receive. And then become. Becoming what's the Lordship? Become more like Christ. You'll never happen about that. And depending on time, we'll talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Because those are some of the signs when you're becoming more and more like Him. But we'll at least cover the main topics on that. So our phone number again is 724-983-1617. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963. My cell is 724-699-3789. Legacy Educational Institute is located at 3087 Innovation Way, a developer called Linden Point, fourth building on the left. And when you go there, guess what? There's two other signs that say Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Services. This is tax season if you're interested in that. Check us out. Go to this website, legacyfinancialservice.com. That's a website, and then we have six other ones, seven websites, including innovationtaxservice.com. You can learn more about that or anything about estate planning, financial planning, wealth planning, because Jesus preached more in the kingdom than he did on heaven or hell. But the most important step is, do you know for sure where you are going to spend eternity? That's the most important decision. All right, so let's talk about the armor of God during these times. The helmet of salvation. I always talk about protect my mind from the attack of helmet of salvation. The shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness. The sword of the Spirit. The gospel of peace. And the belt of truth. So let's break these down and talk a little bit about them. Description of the armor. By the way, this, what I'm reading from, comes from, and you might want to get this, mine's laminated, and this is a dynamite organization called Rose Publishing. You can Google that. Put in Rose, R-O-S-E, Publishing. They got a lot of dynamite information. Nothing replaces the Bible. So once you become a believer, guess what? You want to get plugged in a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented church? Read your Bible. It may start out with the book of John. Genesis, prayer, Bible study, fellowship, iron sharpens iron. You never, ever rise. All right, it says, the belt of truth was named after the leather belt with an apron that hung in front of the Roman soldier, groin, and lower abdomen. Small brass plates were attached to the apron to provide the greatest possible protection. So we need to put our prayer, the full armor, on every single day. Every single day. When preparing for battle, the belt would have what? Been the first piece of protective equipment put on a soldier. It clung closely to the soldier and shielded some of the most vulnerable areas of the body. This is the background I'm giving you. The belt prepares one to be ready for action. Belts were used to what? Up the garments as they would not get in the way of fighting. The call to have your loin girt about truth is called to prepare. Christians always need to what? Be ready. You and I need to be ready to defend themselves against the powers of darkness, not to be caught unaware. And how do you do that? You got to know the Bible. First of all, humble, repent, believe, receive, and become, and start knowing the Bible. You never, ever, ever, ever arrive. You prepare it to every circumstance by making certain that you are a person of truth. This includes knowing the good news about Jesus and explaining why you believe in Him. Do you know why you believe in Him? So we do it not on our walk, but our talk as well. Living as a person of integrity, as someone who is honest and trustworthy. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, live such good lives that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and do what? Glorify God. Other biblical passages, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reasons for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. That's kind of the theme verse at Truth and Grace Fellowship at our church. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. For God so loved the world that what? He gave His Son and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. John chapter 3, 16. In the Greek or Latin term called the cinculum, mulier is a leather belt. Okay? The Roman soldier would what? Have a fastened the breastplate around the chest. There were two types of breastplates. The first type of fashion be joining several broad curved metal bands together using leather thongs. And the other was what? Type of chain? Mail constructed by linking small metal rings together until they formed a vest. So they give this analogy because that's what God wants us to do so we can understand these simple concepts, which may not be simple at first, but the more you read about it and study about it and the Holy Spirit's convicting, you do start to understand. The purpose of both types of armor is what? The same. To protect the soldier's vital organs. If a soldier failed to wear his or her breastplate, mostly his, all his actually back in those days, an armor could easily what? Reach his shoulder's chest, pierce his heart or lungs. In Isaiah chapter 59, the Lord puts on righteousness as a breastplate and goes to battle against injustice and corruption, restoring peace and order to the land. God offers His own righteousness to every believer. After you become a believer, humble, repent, believe, receive, and come. Righteousness is not something that anyone can gain by doing good deeds. No, you're not getting to heaven because you're a good old gal or a good boy. It comes from what? Faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is something to hope for and everything's not seen. So it comes from faith in Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness means what? Believing in who? In Jesus and His righteousness, not our own. Where did I get that from? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Standing firm against injustice and corruptions. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 15, and Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Knowing that God promises protection against the forces of evil for those who have faith in Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Now, we'll continue more the next week, but let me just talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Dear Lord, I want your love to be my love. I want your joy to be my joy. I want your peace to be my peace. I want your patience to be my patience. I want your kindness to be my kindness. I want your goodness to be my goodness. I want your faith to be my faith. I want your humility to be my humility. I want your self-control to be my self-control. I want your vision to be my vision. I want your courage to be my courage. I want your power to be my power. I want your enthusiasm to be my enthusiasm. So we'll talk more about the armor of God and why you need to put it on daily, and we'll talk more about the fruits of the Spirit. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Secrets. Oh, this is why.